pretty much destroyed, really, and it's everyone got away with their lives, which is great. But fire just takes everything; it doesn't discriminate at all. It will take all of your memories, and it's so simple to avoid, really. If the portable heater had been away from the something that was flammable, then there's not going to be a fire. And so it's a simple thing, really, to either save your property or save your life. It can be a problem with the heater itself. And what we would say is, now especially, we're probably likely to come into a cold snap. And with the cost of fuel nowadays, a lot more people, mainly the elderly, are perhaps tending to heat just one room of the property, turn the central heating off and just heat one room. And if they're using appliances, then there may be old appliances that were in the garage or in the attic, they need to make sure that they've got them maintained, that they have them checked before they use them. So there may be a problem with the appliance. But quite often it can be really just people not following the instructions, because obviously they give out quite a bit of heat. That's their job. But if you place them too close to something that's flammable, then it's going to catch fire. And we know that we've lost two people in Shropshire this year because of this type of incident. It's a trend that we've just started to notice, really. And I think what brought it to light for us was that the fact we've lost six people in Shropshire this year, and two of those we know were down to portable heating appliances. Really, the appliances were okay, but it's human error placing them too close to something flammable. And really, you should never go out of the property and leave these appliances without switching them off. And the problem with a portable appliance is, the advantage is it's portable, but the disadvantage is it's portable. And it can be moved by a child, it could be moved by a large dog, it could be knocked over by an animal, all of those sorts of issues, So it's they can be dangerous if not used correctly. Just be vigilant. Make sure, if it's an old appliance that you've just got out to reuse, please get it checked over. And with any appliance, really, follow the manufacturer's instructions and make sure that if you get distracted, and this is the bit, sometimes people can be distracted by the doorbell, by the telephone, by maybe just popping onto a computer, make sure that you switch the appliance off, because that's how these fires start.